Hi there. Very warm welcome again to another episode of Inspiring Women in Travel Asia. Today, I'm your host, Sumi Surin, Executive Director of Phuket Hotels Association. We are very honored here today to welcome Khun Apatip, who is well known for her nickname Khun Phorn from ITC. Very warm welcome to you, Khun Phorn.
Sawasdee ka. Hello, everyone. Too.
Sawadika. Thank you for joining us today in this episode. We'll talk about, you know, your journey in the hospitality and tourism industry, and how, as a woman, you know, we particularly you has managed to grow into the position of influence and status where, you know, you have a leadership role and management. So you are currently the chief business officer for ITC. It will be really good to perhaps give a little bit of information about your background and also what ITC does.
Sure. And thank you very much for having me as well. Yeah. So please allow me to share you a little bit about my position and also my company. As you mentioned, I am the chief business officer of ITC Group. And at ITC, it consists of three companies. One is ITC Bangkok, another is ITC South, and the other is International Tour Center. If we talk about the first two, ITC Bangkok and ITC South, we are the destination management company. So it means like we bring the customer from all around the world to Thailand. And for the latter, the International Tour Center, we are the travel management company. So we take care of the government sector. We take care of the corporate customers in Thailand and bring them abroad or provide them the domestic trip in Thailand as well.
Wow, that is fantastic. And you've been in this position for, did you mention 4 years and also with ITC?
Right. I have been with ITC for 4 years, yeah.
Wow. So tell me a little bit about how you got into the industry and how you developed the interest. Because, you know, in this position, it's quite a demanding role. And I'm sure that, you know, it takes, you know, not only time, but also creativity and also your business acumen in managing the company. So how did you develop the interest in getting into this industry?
Sure. I started my profession in tourism industry when I was at 20 years old. I started as a junior reservation officer. And at that time, I had a lot of interest. So whenever I had some time available, I often asked my other colleagues if there was anything that I can assist them with, or if there was anything that I can learn so that I can understand the business more. And luckily, all of my colleagues at that time were so nice and generous. So they often shared the information with me. And at that time, the company that I worked with kept growing. So I had a chance to work with various departments. I had a chance to learn so many things. That's why it gave me really good background about the overall business in industry. Yeah. And then when the suitable times come, then I got promoted to be like the director of that department. At that time, it was called like director of inbound. And then later when I developed my knowledge more about sales and marketing, about operation, about IT, HR, whatsoever, then I got promoted to be the general manager. And then after that, I became the group general manager and group managing director at that company. Yeah. So like, wow. Kept learning bit by bit.
Yeah, it's very clear as well, you know, the career progression, it goes to show that, you know, you're outgrowing each role and learning more and actually taking on more responsibility and greater position of influence. So how does it, I'm sure it's not easy. And, you know, as mentioned earlier, it's quite demanding. And also you are in competition with, you know, quite I would believe a male dominated industry, and also like the career profession that you're in. So how do you manage, and also at a very young age, mm-hmm. to to stand out and also to be different and also to go to show that, you know, I can do this as well. And I am capable of, I'm more than capable of doing a great job. So yeah. Tell us about your challenges and some of the things that you have to overcome to actually prove that, you know, you can do it.
Yeah, for sure. So I was quite lucky that I got a lot of chances from my previous company that I like got promoted really early and took so many responsibility. And as you mentioned, when we got promoted at a younger age, and well, at that time, I felt like when you are an Asian female person and you are younger and you might not be able to communicate English as good as other people, then definitely you need to do a little bit more in order to prove that you are deserve that position that you have got, something like that. So at that time, I had to learn a lot. I have to devote myself and put a lot of dedication and try to learn everything. Yeah. So, but anyway, that any effort that I put, finally I get the good result. So I was well accepted by my team, by my subordinates, and also by my boss. So yeah, it's just like that. Mm.
Thank you, Kumphon. I don't think you're lucky. I think you definitely deserved it, given all the hard work and dedication that you put into the work that you do, because it also clearly demonstrates, you know, with the career progression that you've got in your career journey, goes to, you know, tell that you are more than deserving of each of the position. Tell me more about when I think you mentioned about learning and from people. So is there any mentors throughout your career journey that is very helpful in giving you advice, giving you some guidance onto, you know, what to do next or how to handle challenges?
Okay, I probably need to use the word lucky again. I think I'm quite lucky because I got inspired very easily by anybody and by anything. So like normally, like on every day, I always talk to myself like, today I should be able to learn something new. Either it is deeper in my knowledge or wider in my or wider. So I keep looking for something to learn, something new. And if you talk about mentor, I mean, people always say it's like early bird gets big worm, right? It is like that. In the past, I always came to office at 5:30 a.m. in the morning. So like before.
That's really early.
Yeah, because at that time, I really want to like be sure that it was quiet in the office. I could concentrate on my job, I could set priority and then handle everything. And luckily, most of the CEO at that time, like at my previous company, I mean, every couple of years, they will change the CEO. At that time, they came to office quite early in the morning and they often spent time with me and teaching me about this and that, guiding me. So I learned a lot from all those people. Yeah. So I mean, I think each of my boss is my mentor. And it is not only that. My colleagues, my subordinate, everybody. I mean, I treat them as my teacher as well, because I always believe that it is not only about position. It is not like you have the higher rank and you will have more knowledge than other people. Everyone has their own knowledge as well. So if you just keep open mind, and if you keep listening to other people, then definitely you will learn something for sure.
That's great. That also leads me to the next question. So what inspires you? So you've got, you know, great people around you that surrounds you, that give you the positive energy to give you the lift that you need and also give you the confidence. And, you know, sometimes we doubt ourselves. I know, you know, we're only human, you know, we think that we're not good enough, but, you know, we do have a great support system and friends that actually tell us that we can do it. So what's your inspiration and your career goals? You know, and I'm sure each of the way throughout the phases of our life, you know, we have different priorities, different inspiration. So what's, you know, one thing that you want to achieve, and what inspires you to want to achieve that goal?
Okay. I have to think back about one situation, probably 20 years ago. That sounds so long. Yeah. At that time, I was still a junior reservation officer. And then I observed that one of my colleagues, she's a senior than me, but she got treated not very nicely by other colleagues from time to time. And I felt that it is not really fair. I feel like just because you are quiet, you should not be bullied, or just because you are more capable, you should not bully other people. So at that time, on that day, I decided, I walked to see my CEO at that time. And I say, I'm still a junior person. And then I just talked to him, like, I face this situation. And I think this is not me, but I observe this situation. And I think that it should not happen to anybody in the company at all. He accepted my comments, and he tried to improve the situation. And on that day, I told myself that I would like to earn the position, that I can protect my people, and I would like to earn the position that I can give the justice to my colleagues. So probably that is a first inspiration for me to, like, that I would like to devote my time, and then I would like to grow in the company and in the industry. Yeah. And I always get the inspiration from my parents, from my mother, from my grandmother. They always say, like, I mean, you need to keep reminding yourself that you need to do something good to people around you. And if possible, just make somebody happy or make somebody smile, at least one person a day. So like that is that keep me inspired and keep me try to learn things every now and then. And then when I earn higher position and I can prove myself that, yeah, I really can make other people feel more comfortable, then they can learn more. They can grow more together with me. I can give justice to people. I do not take side. I try to avoid any prejudice whenever possible. So yeah, I think that is the thing that keeps inspiring me to do my job every day.
Thank you very much.
Your question or not?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I don't think, you know, many people see that perspective when it comes to career or position of influence, because, you know, leadership is all about, you know, taking care of your team, taking care of your, you know, the people, because the people will then all be, you know, happy in their position, and they will be more productive as well. So I think, you know, looking after people and having the work-life balance is really important, because, you know, at the end of the day, people matters, and not everybody in a leadership position would see that. So if you have that value, and I'm sure, you know, your team members would also share the same values, and I think it creates a very good company culture as well, which is really unique. So no, I do admire your leadership skills in this area for sure. Yeah, and thanks for also sharing some of the challenges that you've gone through in your career that helps you shape who you are, you know, also firm up your values and your belief in a work environment as well. So, you know, and you're still young, and I also really want to know, like, in terms of, you know, where do you see yourself in the next few years, and what would you like to accomplish? So in terms of, you know, maybe for yourself, not so much like for work, what do you feel a sense of accomplishment is your next step?
Mm-hmm. As I mentioned to you earlier, I do not have like one single person that I have like the mentor or my goal that I would like to be. I always look at good things from various people, and you're like, okay, oh, this person is very good at this aspect, that person is very good at that aspect. And I often told me like, okay, by this certain age, I hope that I will have ability like this person. I hope that I will have ability like that person. Yeah, so it's just, for me, I just hope that every single day, every single month, I will have more ability. I will learn more. I will be able to lead the company better. I will be able to inspire my colleagues much better. And then we will grow together, not only on the personal level, but on the company level as well.
Yeah, that's really good. Which also then leads me to the next question in terms of advice to, so let's say, what advice you would give to the 20-year-old younger self of you? Like if you look back now, and if you've got a mentor, a younger person than you that's you know, emerging and coming into the industry or the workforce, what's the advice that you would give them?
I would give the advice to a younger person, especially a female, that be who you are and believe in who you are. If you are gentle and kind, just be like that. Do not change yourself. Each person has his or her own style. You may get inspired by anybody, but you cannot really change your own style. It's just like that. And being a woman, you can be seen as a softer person, but that is not always bad. Because when you are softer, when you are kind, you are gentle, you might be able to approach your colleagues easier. You might be able to understand the problem or the hidden problem much easier. If you act aggressively, or if you try to show your power every now and then, you might not really understand the issues, and you might not be able to fix it easily. So just be who you are. Be persistent. If you think that you are not very good enough, keep learning. Be positive. I think that is very important. Yeah,
that's true. I think, you know, when especially when we're young and we're trying to prove ourselves, I think we change who we are because of the peer pressure and the environment that we're in. It's really important to stay true to yourself, because I think, you know, if you change or you become someone that you're not, it's very easy to reveal yourself. You know, you can't hide for long, and it will eventually come out, and the insecurities will just, you know, give you more anxiety and stress than necessary. So yeah, I think it's a really important advice to give to younger people, that, you know, stay true to yourself, you know, believe in what you do. And, you know, we're not perfect, you know, we're always learning. I mean, even if we're expert in our positions, you know, we still never stop learning, and there's always things that we don't always know. So have an open mind and heart when it comes to receiving and learn from each other. So, you know, that is a really good advice. And so in this episodes as well, I usually ask my guest speakers, what do you do for like work-life balance? Like, what are the interests that you do outside of work that keeps you sane? Because, you know, the travel industry doesn't stop, right? You know, there's always, especially, you know, public holidays or holidays, that's when we're even busier. And I also found during COVID times, everyone like thinks that, you know, we're isolated, we're doing things, but in fact, we're doing more housekeeping stuff, you know, behind the scenes and tidying up the company, and also looking at SOPs and procedures and stuff. So what do you do to relax and to keep your mind sometimes outside of work?
Yeah, sure. I mean, work-life balance is very important. And I normally enjoy traveling, because that gives me the new perspective, and it is quite relaxing. And at the same time, I can learn something new as well if I see some new products. So it is a plus point. At the same time, I also enjoy like reading and also watching TV. I mean, and just similar to other Asian people, like we enjoy watching TV, watching series. I also like that. And I do not know if it gives the same effect to other people like me or not. I often learn something good from the movie or from the series as well. Like when I face a situation that I do not know how to talk to my colleagues or talk to my customers. From time to time, I learn quite a good technique from the TV or from some good sentences from them as well. So for me, like, okay, apart from enjoying my time, I also learn something as well. So that is what I like. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. You get to kill two birds with one stone. Do the things you love and also learn from it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's really great. And I have just a couple more questions, and which then leads us almost to the end of the session. I also would like to know, in terms, I know we talked about mentors, we talked about inspiration. So I'm sure you do quite a bit as well in your leadership role to mentor the younger, mm-hmm. You know, future industry experts that you're grooming. So in terms of performance, how do you enhance, or how do you push boundaries? How do you, help the younger or future and up and coming expertise in your role, in your team?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So what are the ways that you help them to grow?
I see. I always enjoy seeing my team member enhancing their own ability and their own knowledge. And normally I somehow observe, like, I will try to pick someone who really want to learn more and who are the shining star. And I normally put a lot of my time and effort into them. I am always share them all knowledge that I have, and I try to make them grow together with me. What I try to teach them is when there is a challenge that they are facing, I encourage them to come up with a solution first. Do not come and ask for the solution from me right away. And then when they come with their own solution, then we can definitely discuss if it is good or not. Okay, what is good in their point of view? What is good in my point of view? I mean, how can we develop it together? Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I normally put a lot of time with my colleagues, not only in their professional life, but in their personal life as well, because I mean, everything has to be balanced, and I want them to be sure that whatever challenge they are facing, I am always with them. Yeah.
That's really good. So you have a open door policy, and anyone could come to you and approach you for any advice or challenges, and you work together to resolve that issue. So which is really good, because sometimes I think, you know, when you get into sticky situations, it's always better to work as a team to resolve it and to help each other out, rather than, you know, pointing fingers or blaming the situation. One of my mentors used to say, you know, it's better to just resolve it than to look at, you know, how the problem started to begin with, because that's irrelevant at that point.
Yeah, that's true. And because you talk about that, one thing that I always talk to all my colleagues, when a problem happened, never look for a person who made it happen, because I completely believe that nobody wants to make a mistake. Definitely nobody has an intention. So if something goes wrong, try to check the process. What is the process that we are missing? What is the process that makes something goes wrong? And then we will try to fix that process together. Because if you start pinpointing or start fighting who make a mistake, then there will be no open discussion about what really created the problem and how to fix it. Because there will be somebody who try to defend himself or herself, and it is not good anymore. Yeah.
I totally agree with you, because I think when we spend our times looking at, you know, the root of the problem, it's just a waste of energy and time, because, you know, you're absolutely right, because no one out there is intentionally trying to make a mistake, you know, that's badly reflected on themselves. So that is actually a very good point, and leadership sometimes fail to see that. So it's really important to know that, you know, we will make mistakes, you know, we're not bulletproof, So when the time comes that when we do make a mistake, just know that, you know, when you're in a leadership position, that you are there to back them up, to help them through it, and to resolve it together. So yeah, that's a really good point to make. And it's one of a few leadership skills that it's sometimes quite difficult to master as well.
Mm-hmm. If you can allow me to add more, I think two more things that I always keep in mind is that we need to lead by example and we need to like walk the talk. So whenever I expect my staff to do something or I expect them to be anything, then definitely I need to lead by example. Yeah. And I always be there with them, work with them. Yeah. Otherwise, I cannot like back up what I say, right? So that is very important.
Yeah, that is absolutely true. Okay, I have one last question as well before we wrap up. What is one, motto in your life that you stick by since you were young in terms of what you do? You know, it doesn't have to be in a professional life, but also personal. Like, what do you believe in every day that you tell yourself?
Okay. My mother told me once, and my mother told me when I earned the management position, she told me that it is not possible to please everyone. So do not try to make any decision or do not do anything in order just to please somebody. Make sure that you always do the right thing. That is the most important, because even the right thing can be subjective as well. Yeah, so
that's true.
So do the right thing. Not do something that's just to please other people, something like that. And that is something I always keep in mind, not only for my professional life, but my personal life as well. Yeah,
that is true.
I don't know if it can be considered a motto or not, but that is something I always
No, definitely. I think it's important, not just in a professional life, but personal life as well, to keep that mindful, because sometimes that also changes who we are when we're trying to please other people, make other people happy. Mm-hmm. And that will sometimes, influence our decision-making process. So it's really important to feel the gut feeling that we all have, you know, we have enough experience. And sometimes, you know, only us will know, because we are walking the walk. We are in the shoes that nobody will understand. So sometimes we just gotta bite the bullet and just go for it and believe in ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, people will have opinions. I think it will be endless opinions. There will always be other perspective of looking at things, but only you will be walking that path. So it's really important that you make that decision for yourselves and not for other people.
And we have to be responsible for it as well, not just like making a decision and not be responsible for it.
That is true, because every action, there are consequences, good or bad. Yeah, just be ready to take on the responsibility when that happens. Also, another great leadership trait to be mindful about as well. Thank you very much, Khunphorn. It's been a very uplifting and positive interview session today. And I'm sure our interview session today will inspire many, not only women, but I think men out there, and also, you know, of any generation. Sometimes we need refresher, although we're in position of leadership. Sometimes it's good to be, remember that some of the basic principles of life. So thanks for sharing your values, your principles, and also your motto in life.
You are most welcome. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care and good luck with your future endeavors.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.